Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We're back on a Roadshow Friday at the world famous Beachcomber here in Wellfleet on the Cape. And I want to thank Dan and his entire crew here at the Beachcomber. Dan is celebrating his 35th year here.
Wow.
And this place is so full all summer long. They don't do a lot of things, but they have invited us back for 4 years in a row. So I want to thank Dan for that. I want to thank you guys for being here. We have a couple leads left this morning, including one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm trying to really word how to saying this, maybe without getting Curtis too mad.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if New England should give Brady a statue. And the reason why.
That was shocking.
And the reason why is because.
He just set radio back.
I did. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to all the, you know, guys out there. And the reason why is not because he doesn't deserve one, but they're not going to give. The Patriots will never give Bill Belichick a statue. So you're going to have a Tom Brady statue in front of Gillette, which he deserves. But people are going to be like, all right, well, where do I go to see the Bill Belichick statue? Because if those two guys are hand in hand.
Please don't start this debate again on who is more
important. No, I'm not saying who's more
important.
It's okay.
Important. It's been settled.
No. I'm not saying who's more important. But when you look at, like, in Green Bay, there's a statue of Vince Lombardi, right? When you have a great coach and a great player, there should be – those statues should kind of be together.
You're saying there should be a Bart Starr statue right next to Vince Lombardi?
No, I don't – I mean, Bart Starr's no Tom Brady, you know. But when you look at Belichick and 6 Super Bowls, you look at Brady, 6 Super Bowls for one organization, like, those guys are the pillars – of the Patriots organization. How do you have one without the other? So
what if they agreed to give Bill a statue, but it's the one where he's with his feet up and Jordan's in the air?
The airplane statue. And there's no way in my mind that I think the Crafts are going to give Belichick a statue.
No, it'll be over their dead bodies,
yes.
as the saying goes.
I don't think they will as long as RKK is running things. But my opinions on the matter are well established. I agree with Wiggy. There has to be a statue for Bill Belichick, of course.
But I think Wiggy's spot on. I don't think they'll have to be dragged out of there
right
before they give him one.
Right.
So
I guess that's true because they could have already put Bill in the Hall of Fame, right, like they did with Tom.
I mean, Bill's going to – he's going to be put into the Hall of Fame, correct?
Well, the NFL Hall of Fame, absolutely.
No, the Patriots.
Yeah. They're not going to try to
– Well, did you see Parcells? He just got in.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, everybody that Wiggy won the Super Bowl with, for the most part, was brought in by Bill Parcells. Like, Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson. I mean, up and down the list.
Willie Mack.
Troy Brown, Adam Vinatieri.
So, I mean, they have to induct Bill into the Patriots Hall of Fame. There's no way they can't.
Oh, hell yeah. But, hell yeah. I mean, he's as soon as his name goes on the ballot, don't you think that it's going to be instantly he gets into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Right, but they changed the rules for Tom. Because usually there's a 5-year waiting period.
Yeah.
They had the event last year that they profited off.
Yeah.
Now they're having Tom back to profit off it again with the statue. But Bill Belichick should be in. I mean, it's just.
Oh, he should. But
why do they wait 5 years?
Because
I think it would make them look much better in the eyes of the fans. They would appear magnanimous.
But they're not going to let their petty disagreements allow Bill to have the same type of Belichick night that Brady had. They're not going to do that. So that's why I wonder, when you look at this statue, people are going to go to Gillette, you know, for as long as the team's in existence, and they're going to be like, where's the Belichick statue? We know there's a Brady one, and it's not about who deserves more of the credit, but it's just like those two guys go hand in hand. It's like Bill Russell and Red Auerbach, right? It's not about who's more important, but it's like those guys were there for so long, they both should have statues. And with Tom, he deserves it. He should get it. But then, is Bill ever going to get one? And it's just a little weird, in my opinion, because of the way that those two guys are connected at the hip, and they talk about each other now all the time.
Yeah. Right. All right. Excellent lead, Wiggy.
Well, I'm sorry to make you mad, Curtis, about Brady. He deserves a statue. Don't get it twisted. Right.
Well, I was waiting for Wiggy to say he should have a snowball one.
And then where the hell's my statue?
I know.
Right? Should be right next to Tom.
All right, real quick.
If you had a statue, it would just have a constant stream of thoughts that you listen to.
Real quick from me this morning, Red Sox, Yankees this weekend, which is always great, and that's still a great rivalry from my perspective in sports. I think you got an unfortunate glimpse yesterday into the dysfunction that exists when it comes to the front office and Alex Cora on this team, and they've got to solve it going forward. So Sam Kennedy talking with Tom Caron. We played the audio yesterday during They Said It, talking about Rafael Devers and how he would be. Sam is certain that he'd be willing to throw the glove on and go play a little bit time at first base if the organization needs it, if they need him.
Right.
Craig Breslow on this show yesterday was somewhat taken aback that Sam Kennedy said that and refused to co-sign what Sam Kennedy said and was squirming his way out of suggesting that at any point Rafael Devers might actually play the infield for this Boston Red Sox team. There's a clear disconnect between Breslow, I'll throw Sam Kennedy in, and Alex Cora, and you understand why. Craig Breslow didn't hire Alex Cora. Sam Kennedy is front-facing and wants to, you know, I'm sure all well-intentioned, wants to make sure that Rafael Devers isn't dragged anymore by fans. If that's what's going on publicly with comments to Nesson and to us, imagine what it's like internally, and imagine what those guys who are playing on that team have to deal with when it comes to each little fiefdom and the three alphas that are trying to run what's going on over there.
Yeah, you know what? When you were talking, it's a great point. You know the famous trip that John Henry took to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Who was not part of the meeting with Rafi Devers?
Alex Cora.
And Craig Breslow.
Right.
So Breslow's the one who has inflamed the situation. Mm. Devers is mad. There's this clear issue. And Courtney, I think, said it at the time. It was about sports, which was weird.
Yep.
But it was, she said that this, I think that they're there to massage Devers' ego.
Yep.
And in hindsight, I bet you that was the case.
Yeah.
Right. But I think Greg's more onto it because the dynamic, and you see this happen all the time, is when a manager is hired by owners and like not really front office because it's not the GM. The relationship with Cora is with the John Henry and Kennedy.
Not only hired,
right,
but given a new deal at $7 million a year,
right,
for 3 years.
Right.
While Craig Breslow is there in his first year.
Right.
Like, and because they wanted him to be the face of the franchise.
And we've seen it with Chaim Bloom where at the end of the day, Cora's their guy and they side with him. So I kind of feel like bad a little bit for Breslow because he might like Cora, but maybe Cora's not, he knows that Cora's not his guy, but he's like, my bosses want Cora.
Correct.
But I have no control over that. So now he's kind of caught in the middle. And that's why when they were struggling, I was like, is there a chance that Cora could get fired?
Yeah.
And it's also so weird, just to finish this, that the guy that is powerless in it, Craig Breslow, is able to dictate how many pitches Crochet throws.
Yeah, right.
Like, the things that he's powerful, he has power in the areas that you would assume the manager is in control, and he doesn't have power in his role as the president of the baseball team.
But I think that if you wonder what is going on at times there, it's clear that there's some dysfunction in the junction,
right.
and you got a little glimpse of it, I think, yesterday. All right. We are at the world-famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and with us right now from National Grid, it is Arnie Larson.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
I want to thank National Grid because they're making this this whole event that we're doing later on today possible at the Wellfleet. At the Pearl in Wellfleet. Sold out. A couple hundred people hanging out this afternoon, and you guys are supporting the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. So
yeah.
I want to thank you for that.
So, and you know, before we talk about the 811, Greg, I just want to say that what you do with that foundation is phenomenal. You've helped so many people, and I know when we were at the Lobster Trap, I came out for the Fraternal Order of Police in Massachusetts, and we made a donation to your foundation, and it just kind of comes full circle with National Grid, public safety, because last December, we had Roderick Jackson and Officer Paul Tracy from Waltham PD, you know, tragically killed by that driver who intentionally did it. And if my memory serves me correct, you went on the show the next day and you raised like $130,000 for the two families. And, you know, I can't say enough from both National Grid side and the world of law enforcement.
Well, that's because of these people here. Like, we ask a lot and they give all the time. So,
yeah.
And we thank you guys for supporting. And I know that there was something you wanted to bring up this morning.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to talk about 811 DigSafe a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people know about 811, but they don't necessarily call 811 DigSafe. And it's very important to do that because we come out and we mock out your property so you know where your gas is, your electric is, because you don't want to hit those things with a shovel or a backhoe or whatever's going on. We do about, with between gas and electric, about 450,000 mockouts a year. And what a mockout is, you'll call, well, you won't because, you know, you're not working out in your yard, Greg. Let's
I'll have Johnny Egan do it.
Yeah, Johnny will do it.
Or Ken.
But,
Ken.
So you call, we come out within 72 hours, we mock your property out. Then whoever you have doing the work, or you're doing the work putting a tree in, putting a mailbox in, down here especially, down the Cape, outdoor showers, fences, things like that. And the Cape is 4 times the amount of damages that we get anywhere else just because it's a vacation community, right? So they're hustling to get their properties ready to rent them out. And then during the winter, that's when they do the work year-round. Like off Cape, they kind of slow down off Cape because the cities and towns don't want to give permits.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, down here, they don't want to give the permits in that 13 to 15 week season.
So call 811 if you're doing anything.
You call 811 DigSafe. We come out.
All right.
We mock it out. It's great.
Anything else?
No. Oh. Well, you know, now that you bring it up, Greg, I was thinking how, you know, Bill Belichick has his boat and he renamed the boat.
Yeah.
And I listen to your show all the time. Yeah. So I said, you know, I think if you guys had boats, you know, what would they be named?
Ooh.
Like you, for instance, for people that listen to the show, right?
What would our boats be named? Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, what would your boat? And Curtis, I mean, I thought of this because Curtis likes to do these little things.
Yeah.
Whimsical things.
I'm so wacky.
Yeah. So I thought, like, the people that listen to the show and who are loyal listeners will get it all, right? Like, okay. Greg, if you had a boat?
Yeah.
Sourdough.
All right.
Right?
All
right. Okay. That'd be good.
All right. I like that. Sourdough. Okay.
Right? Okay. If, yeah. Ken Laird had a boat, social distance.
Yes. That would be a good one.
Right? Yeah. Right. There he is. I mean, it's hard to look cooler than that.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at him. He's a good-looking guy.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.
And then if Wiggy had a boat, high tide.
Oh, I like that one.
Excellent.
I was going to go with chocolate and thick, but I could take high tide. Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Emphasis
yeah.
on the high.
Yep. All
right.
Yeah.
Curtis, I mean, you're the easy one, right? Numb nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Courtney. Size matters.
Okay.
Right. And for those who listen to the show, it's yeah. not about Santo.
Nope.
No, won't go there. It's yeah. about your, you know, feeling of the Massachusetts men.
Yes. Short.
Okay.
Short kings.
Okay. Okay.
And then, I was surprised with the size.
You
know,
thank you, Shime.
Shime. Shime would be...
loser. Shime would be loser.
Well...
Shime?
I think Shime would be like triple bogey.
Oh, yeah,
I think
okay.
that's true. That's yeah.
I was thinking
that's
secret
better.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
And then one more, Jackson.
Yeah,
oh.
Jackson.
Right? What would Jackson be? Douche move.
Oh!
All right.
I like it.
Round of applause for Arnie and National
Grid. Thank you. And just like to thank some of the people that put this together out there today, Joe Connor, Kendra Nichols, and Wiggy. Jimmy Lothrop, the big man that gave you the donuts, he's going to get you in that.
I'll be in that backhoe
later.
I'm going to be on that backhoe, like,
what
yeah.
What, the.
The thing with.
The excavator. The
excavator.
You're going to drive that?
Yeah, that's a bigger backhoe.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Where are you going to drive it?
No, you got you kind of scoop stuff up.
Yeah. No, I don't want to.
There's no gas lines. Yeah. Right. We don't want us to all blow up.
All right.
Good.
So we'll do that before.
I'm going to be right out here. I might take it down there. I might take it down the hill.
Down the hill? Okay.
Please, Lord, no.
Okay. All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They have the Yankees in town, 7:10 first pitch. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Oilers are alive after some extra hockey and being down in most of the game. Edmonton takes the game 5-4 behind yet another Draisaitl game winner.
Oh, the Panthers. You win that one.
That's it.
It's done.
Yeah. Yep.
And they let them back in that game last
yep.
night.
Yep. It's the it's very similar to what Charles Barkley said. That, you know, that game four, like we'll see tonight with Indiana, was same thing last night with Edmonton. Because now series is tied at 2 and they go back to Edmonton.
Yeah. I mean, you and I at one point watching that game, it was 3-0.
Yeah.
They should have had them done.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Done. Finished.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I told you, I'm a Connor McJesus fan. So.
What's the Panthers goalie's name?
Goalie Bob Borowski.
Yes.
Okay.
Babaski.
The U.S. Open Day 2 is underway. J.J. Spahn is atop the leaderboard at 4-under with Scottie Scheffler 7 shots back at Oakmont. J.J., the only guy to end the first round bogey-free.
Shime, there was an albatross yesterday.
Oh.
Ooh, who shot the albatross? I missed
Patrick
this.
Patrick Reed
shot the 2 on a par 5.
Oh, yeah, and then when he started his press conference, wasn't he all pissed off because he triple bogeyed the final hole?
Yeah, yes. That albatross washed away. But
how do you do that?
You what? Hit...
I didn't know what an albatross was until you said
so
it.
So on a par 5, you nail your approach in the hole. So it's a 2 on a 5.
It's 2 shots on a 5, that's what I'm saying, but... Isn't that damn near impossible because don't you have to drive it a mile?
It's very
right.
rare.
Yeah. Very rare.
Just like a hole-in-one, very rare.
Yeah.
That's a little bit easier, though, a hole-in-one, I would think.
Oh.
Than an albatross?
I had an albatross on a, some say it is harder to get than a hole-in-one. I had an albatross on a par 4, so I had a 2 on a par 4.
That's an eagle.
Mm.
No, I think it's... Oh, isn't it called an albatross?
No, an albatross.
I think it's still called. I think it's still. Then it's harder than the albatross to get.
An eagle?
Eagle on a par 4.
What?
No. Am I lying?
Well, but I mean, par 4 is going to be shorter, so the approach would be shorter, which would likely be easier
yeah,
than
right.
the approach
yeah,
on a par 4.
Well, I would just be saying because, like, on a par 5, you really got to drive the ish out of the ball, and then your second shot. That to me is harder than a hole in one. Because a hole in one might be a shorter distance,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, that was golf brought to you by Wiggy. The Thunder and Pacers face off for game four tonight in Indiana. Tip is at 8:30. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. They said it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Up next.
Roadshow number 5. We are back on the Cape, and we're at the Beachcomber. And it is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be, by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different, and by Red Jacket Resorts. There's room for everyone at Red Jacket Resorts. That's where most of us stayed last night. Beautiful place. Great pool, in and outdoor pool.
Yeah, great pool, great beach, too. It's like you can – it's the trifecta.
It really is. Yeah. Beautiful spot. And so
– the pool and the beach. And then what's the third?
Indoor pool.
Indoor.
Okay. Yeah, two pools and beach.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Follow along, Courtney.
Sorry.
And balconies.
Just, honestly, you just set women back another 50 years.
I know. I got to reel it in.
With that question.
Reel it in.
Yeah.
Can I have a quiche?
A reminder that we are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, as we always do. So you can leave a voice note on any topic. I thought there was a caca coming.
There's always a caca.
All right, very good. Yeah, you guys should give yourselves a round of applause for being here. Huge turnout, as always, when we come to the Cape.
Yep. Bar is open, yep. I can confirm.
Yeah, bar is open. And I think it's a day to stay here and hang out all day at the beach. Yeah. Why go anywhere else?
Amen.
We will get to Courtney in today's news coming up at 8:45. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city where we live. So if you would like to nominate somebody, just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, whether they are someone who drives or somebody who builds, or somebody who cares for others, they are part of making this city great, and nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. All right, Chime, where do you want to start today?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Adam Schefter. He joined the Pat McAfee Show, and he talked about Shamar Stewart, the rookie for the Cincinnati Bengals, who refuses to sign the contract because the Bengals put some weird clause about how some of the money in his contract could be voided if he was cut or missed due to or was let go from the team, basically. Here was Schefter explaining all that with the Shamar Stewart situation.
It's not a normal clause. That's why Shamar Stewart is objecting the way he is. Now, it's a little strange to me, the fact that as an unsigned rookie, first-round draft pick, that he's in the building with the team. And I know he wanted to be with his teammates, but who's not a team employee? Who's not under a contract that goes in to work and shows up there? Like, the biggest statement you could make is not being in the building. And that's why I believe this morning he was not there. He's not showing up anymore until he signs that contract. The Bengals wanted to include that clause in there that basically said that he would have to forfeit bonus money, guaranteed money, if he was not on the roster through the length of that contract. And these rookie contracts were guaranteed through the last CBA. That was one of the stipulations. Rookie salaries, first-round draft pick salaries went down, but they became guaranteed. And now the Bengals wanted to apparently insert a clause that would essentially nullify some of those guarantees if he got cut, which he didn't want to sign. I understand that. Like, he doesn't want to be the guinea pig here. He doesn't want to set precedent.
Yeah, I mean, you find a way to renegotiate it and make some of that money guaranteed. He can't then turn around and try to not make the money guaranteed.
But that's the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, yeah. Trey Hendrickson, their best defensive player, who had 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row, is holding out because they don't want to give him a new contract. We kind of saw a little bit of it with Ja'Marr Chase and even T. Higgins to a certain extent. The Cincinnati Bengals are trying to do something that, and I give the kid credit, if he does it, then he opens up Pandora's box for the next team to do it or somebody else. And just like Adam Schefter said, the money went down for those guys, those rookies, but the contracts, a lot of them have been guaranteed, especially the first rounders. And so now you can't all of a sudden, you did it last year and the year before, now all of a sudden you go, well, we want to make a quick change. Any guaranteed money that we guarantee you, if something happens in the future, we want to be able to avoid that. I'm like,
but aren't all first-round picks contracts guaranteed?
They are. That's what he's saying.
So my thing is, why doesn't the NFL – I think the NBA does this week, so maybe I'm wrong, but each pick in the first round is already established.
Slotted.
It's slotted.
Yep.
Why doesn't the NFL do that?
They do that. Every pick in every round from the number one overall pick to the – Mr. Irrelevant, the contract salary is already slotted on what they'll make. So, like, next year.
So, Will Campbell made what the last fourth pick made?
No. He made. No, it went up a little bit.
Right. Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying.
Not slotted. But he still comes in and negotiates a deal. Like, his agent still comes in and negotiates that deal.
Right.
No, but what I'm saying is, yeah, but the money goes up, but the like, next year's salary for the number one overall pick in the NFL. You already know what it is. So that's what – they come in and negotiate some other stuff like guaranteed. Maybe they get a little bit more money.
Yeah, flex days.
Yeah, flex days.
Yeah, but it's already really set, so.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as Wiggy also pointed out, the Bengals are kind of doing Trey Hendrickson dirty as well. The Bengals, though, from the locker room, want to make it clear that there's no resentment towards guys like Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart. Ted Karras, former New England Patriot, spoke to the media about this very situation.
The main thing I want to say is I don't think to either of our defensive ends that there's not any harboring resentment in this locker room to them. And I really hope that both camps can figure this out, because we have a really good team. We've had a super productive spring, and you know, you just don't want this to carry over into summer.
Do guys ever get pissed at other guys when they're holding out? Like if it's getting close to week one. And
only if it's Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Only yeah. Swayman. No, because a guy's holding out because of money. So it's like in any job, right? If you know your we're co-workers here, right?
Right.
Yeah. Co-workers. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
I couldn't figure it out. But if you know your co-workers trying to get more money, you're not going to be mad at them if they hold out, right?
Right?
No matter what the work is. And
even
so.
Though, but when it start, when week one starts, then you're looking at it from the team point of view, and you're like, we need that guy. Then the
front office should pay him. You know, you never get mad at a player for wanting money, because you know you might be in that situation. You're mad at the front office. Pay the guy what he's worth.
Yeah, you never get mad at a player for anything.
No, I do get mad at players for things, but not when it comes to their money.
By the way, Ted Karras is a great example of how Bill screwed this team. Like, what he left for was minimal. The guy played center and guard very effectively.
Done. He's so
good. And
he's
been in the league for, like, his fourth, fifth year after the Patriots let him go?
Crushing it.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, speaking of the New England Patriots, Mike Giardi was on with Andrew Callahan, and Giardi was asked who he believes the MVP of the Patriots offseason has been so far. Here's what you already said.
Mike Vrabel. Again, night and day, just how the operations run. And I can tell you, last year, there were a lot of times where I wrote in my notebook, what the hell are they doing? Or something to that degree. And this year, I find myself scribbling in my notebook like, hey, Vrabel was here. And then like 20 seconds later, you know, he's on the other end of the field talking to a DB. And then he's over here on the sideline talking to one of the coaches. Then he's over here talking to a special teamer. Like, just the involvement, the coaching, the instruction, doesn't matter who it is. You mentioned him running to Giles after the touchdown catch. Like, he's involved with all of it, and I think that's what you want.
Well, you heard it from Keon White this week, who said, I finally have a coach.
Now I feel like I have a coach.
I don't know what I have no idea what Gerard Mayo was focusing on last season, but I guess we saw the result. So
yeah, I think everybody's expectations of Vrabel, it's very similar, and Curtis brought this up yesterday, to Belichick, right? If Vrabel comes in here and they have 6 wins, aren't we like, wait,
not enough.
Yeah. What the hell's going on? You know, yes. So like the expectations because of what he did in Tennessee. I would say there's a lot going on, and there's probably a lot on his plate knowing that.
From a player perspective, how many wins can a coach get for you? If you think they can get any.
No, I think they can get – I think it's like 2-3 wins depending on, like – because it's situational, right? The coach makes the right decision at the end of the game. Are they playing aggressive? Are they using their timeouts properly? Like, so that all that part's – and that's part of the – now the player still has to execute, but the coach has to make the right decision.
But to that point, if you're saying 2-3 wins, and that's what Vegas has the Pats at, 8.5, right? So you're going from 6 to 8.5, then you're – not even considering that Drake May could be better in his second season.
No, four. They only won four left.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it's also an amazing entry point for Vrabel, whereas he's not replacing Bill. He's replacing a guy that everybody, both on the team and outside of it, thought was a failure. So people are salivating at the opportunity to have Vrabel coach the team, as opposed to coming in after Bill Belichick was here for 25 years. That's the same thing that I thought Mac Jones was benefiting from,
right?
Where he wasn't replacing Brady, he was replacing Cam Newton, who was hated by everybody except the guy to my right.
But there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure in that, though, Curtis.
Yeah.
Because even though you are replacing Mayo, so the expectations are you better at least double the wins. Where it's Bill, you get a little bit of a pass, and even with Tom, you get a little bit of a pass because they're like, well, you're replacing the greatest of all time. It's not that. But when you're replacing a guy that stinks, now it's like.
So failure for Mike Vrabel this season is how many losses?
Under 500.
Yeah.
Under 500.
Yeah.
And it's a failure of a season.
Right? Yep.
Everybody agrees with that?
No, I think it's less than 7 wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
7-10, I think, is a successful season for Vrabel.
What?
Coming off of what they just had? Absolutely.
Are you high?
100%.
What? 7-10.
Curtis, they almost doubled their wins.
Shime, I'm good at arithmetic. With this schedule,
yes,
they should win minimum 9 games.
I disagree. Curtis, this team was so bad for 2 years in a row. They're not just going to immediately be a playoff team. Like, you can't – that's unreasonable to expect. Like,
think
you have
about
to,
the, think
has
about
to
the Colts game last year that they gave away. Think about the Titans game that they had a touchdown, should have gone for two instead of going to overtime. There were several games last year where if James was the head coach – they would have won if he just did nothing and didn't get in the way.
Yeah.
But then Chime is right where you certainly improved at left tackle, but you don't know what Steph Diggs is going to be. Like, you really
he'll be better than Jalen Polk was.
And your coach
He has to be on the field to do that. Like, how do we know he's recovering properly?
So you don't think that you don't think Steph Diggs will be better than Jalen Polk this year?
If he gets on the field, Curtis, that
he's
completely
get on the field.
All of this is theoretical. We haven't seen a game. I'm asking your opinion.
Yes, yes. If Steph Diggs is on the field, of course he's better than Jalen Polk. My point is, he has to be on the field. And we don't, again, we don't know that this offensive line is even going to be better than what we saw last year.
But I
can
say
off a knee injury at right tackle, who should be retired almost at this point, and then you still have freaking Cole Strange on this roster, and then Garrett Bradbury was just leftovers you found in free agency to be your center.
So what? Here's what I would say: if having any take on anything, I could just reply and say, "Well, if Drake May gets hurt, they're not going to win." Like, you have to sort of go and work with what you expect to happen.
Well, and you got the better coach. Like, if there's no way on, you can ask anybody in here. They had 4 wins last year with Mayo. If they have 7 wins this year with Mike Vrabel, who took a team to an AFC championship game, I believe, in Tennessee and had them in the playoffs for a number of years, if they only win 7 games, there's nobody in here goes, that was a successful season for Mike Vrabel.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Yeah, they agree. They agree here at the Beachcomber. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up, and then Acrobatic with the weekly wrap up.
Ooh.
Have you heard it yet?
I did.
Is it good?
Man, it's spitting fire.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Couple name drops in there too.
Really?
Couple name drops.
Okay.
Oh, I won't say who.
Please be me.
I'm gonna say who.
Shine.
We will get to that coming up, and we will play your Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning, so you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app whenever the mood strikes. And a reminder that if you cannot listen on the radio to this show and this station, you can always listen on the Odyssey app. And it'll take you a minute to download and go back. If you missed the controversial interview with Aaliyah Anthony yesterday, which some are suggesting during Courtney's setback, women.
Yes.
Is it women in broadcasting or women?
Women in sports broadcasting.
Is it all womankind, or did you set back women everywhere?
No, I just think in sports broadcasting would be my guess.
For instance, if you missed that yesterday, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. And it's a Roadshow Friday at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. And we will be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, a ground stop took place yesterday at Logan International Airport after a JetBlue flight veered off the runway. It happened around 11:55 a.m. when Flight 312 skidded into the grass after landing from Chicago O'Hare. At least one person was seen being assisted off the plane while others walked down a set of stairs to the tarmac.
They were interviewing passengers afterwards, and they all seemed to be fine, so I'm guessing that the one individual who needed help is looking for a bag of cash or a couple thousand miles.
Yes.
I'd be looking for a bag of cash. Believe that.
But how does that happen?
They said that it seemed like it was completely under control. It's under investigation, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes brakes give out. Weren't you on a flight where there was an issue and you had to go back to Logan when you were going to Italy?
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens. I mean, but it's
does
scary.
It?
Yeah.
I do. If the brakes are going, when have your brakes ever just went out driving down the highway in a car?
We were, when we went to Italy, me and Jen and the kids, we were.
Must be nice.
We were like an hour into the flight, and the captain came on, and she said, we're having an issue with hydraulic fuel. Or hydraulic fluid.
Thank you.
Which means that the brakes wouldn't work. So then she said, we're going to turn around and go back. And she said, don't be alarmed, but the fire trucks will be waiting on the runway when we land. How can you not be alarmed by that?
Right.
Of course.
It's like the most alarming thing they could say.
Airlines got to do better.
But in a way, that's good that she said that so that you weren't, you know what I mean? If you're landing and you see that, wouldn't you be even more panicked?
Yep.
But I had the did you see the video of the Air India, the flight before?
It's going to be our next story. So there is a sole survivor in that terrible Air India plane crash in Western India yesterday. 40-year-old Vishwash Kumar Ramesh was in seat 11A, and it was really luck of the seat.
So 240?
Over 240 people. It was 242, including passengers and flight attendants, crew.
So
241 passed.
They all died. This is the only guy to live?
Only one to live.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Was he with anybody?
No. British man. He said that the light started flickering green and white like 10 seconds after takeoff. And they were headed to London. Suddenly, they slammed into a building and exploded. But the section he was sitting in landed near the ground. It did not make contact with the building.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So he goes on to say, I managed to unbuckle myself, used my leg to push through an opening, and crawled out of the plane.
Would you ever fly again?
Oh, absolutely.
Hell no.
You would?
Yeah.
You just were on a plane that crashed. What are the odds of being on two planes that crashed?
Right. But you look at the video. I mean, where Mitch is doing a great job showing the video on YouTube and on Twitch right now. He's walking off like absolute.
Right. Right.
Are we sure this isn't a Hunter Dobbins story? Yeah. Like, when you're really on the
plane?
No,
I mean, they're interviewing him from the hospital.
I've seen this. I haven't done deep dive into it, but I've seen it, and I've kind of went down a rabbit hole a little bit. The fact that one survivor on, and they're saying at one point in time he might have jumped out of the airplane.
No, he's saying that he was in the crash.
And he's
that he
walking.
Yeah, but they have the ticket, they have a seat, everything.
I mean, it is shocking when you see that ball of fire. But what I was referencing was there was video yesterday of the trip that was preceded the plane that crashed. That same plane landed in India and had all kinds of issues.
Yeah, mechanical issues.
Nothing worked.
Nothing worked. Yeah. And they let that plane take off.
Because you got to be like on 11A, so 11B didn't get a chance to get off the plane.
Corey, can you get this guy on today?
Yeah, I'll try.
I guess you should always pick 11A going forward because that's the lucky
seat. I think this is one of those things where like some guy is trying to maybe make a little cash off of this.
I don't think so.
Well, there were some people after 9/11 that lied about leaving the towers. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have to take a break. Before we do, though, could we open up the Window World of Boston weather window, Curtis, here?
Sure.
At the Beachcomber in Wellfleet and get a forecast?
May I very quickly say something?
Yes.
I met an amazing man, Kevin, who's right here in the white shirt. He was telling me that today, so his wife had passed from breast cancer in 2021. He has 12 children.
Yep.
Wow. Kevin.
10 boys, 2 girls.
Well done.
Today,
Kevin.
Today would have been their 32nd wedding anniversary.
Oh. Yeah.
And he said that the show kept him going in that period. And I just want to say, Kevin, you really moved me. And we have amazing listeners. So I wanted to get that out there.
I talked to him for a long time, and he said going to treatment and everything, they listened to the show. And then after she passed, he continued listening to the show. Oh. So
I feel unbelievable, Kevin.
Yeah. Easy segue to the weather. Wellfleet right now, 61 degrees and cloudy. Going to go up to 66, but dry. The Pearl should be perfect this afternoon, mid to upper 60s, light breeze.
And rain tomorrow?
Awful weekend. Don't go outside. It's going to be like in the 50s and cold and raw and rain and gross.
What, like, imagine if we get to July and we haven't had one nice Saturday.
Terrible.
Like, out of the whole thing?
Right. It's awful.
All right. We will be back with the rest of today's news from the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on a Roadshow Friday at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.